big-headed bosses. Good afternoon. I'm Jennifer Cameron, and this is the weekly show Business Matters on River Radio. Today, I have with me in the studio Martha Lawrence.
Hi.
Hello. Well, today, Martha, we're going to talk about the relationship between bosses and employees.
Yes, exactly. A survey shows that 80% of bosses consider their staff lazy.
That's interesting. Where does this report come from?
Well, this report was published by a government department in England called Investors in People.
In what areas did bosses think that their employees were not working hard enough?
Well, the report was very detailed. It said that many bosses felt that their employees refused to take on extra responsibility and that they often put their personal life before their professional life.
Well, that's quite serious. But if that's what bosses think of employees, what do employees think of the bosses?
Well, the interesting thing is that many employees thought that their bosses were lazy too, and that they weren't doing enough for the company. They also said that some bosses took the credit for work that was actually done by someone else.
Well, the obvious question to ask is, if so many bosses think that employees are lazy, why don't they sack them?
Well, the answer to that question has a lot to do with the modern business culture. Once you're part of a company, it's very difficult to be sacked. Employees in the UK now have many more rights than in the past. So even if they are fairly poor workers or very lazy, it's difficult to make them leave.
And what does the report say about this?
Well, it says that although the effects of sacking someone may be costly and it may damage team morale, it may also be important for the future of the company.
Well, thanks for coming in today and explaining that to us.
My pleasure. Bye.